Ah, England, the birthplace of this game that makes us laugh, cry, enraged, overjoyed, gets us into debates or arguments with our friends and family, and England always tends to be considered amongst the contenders to win a major trophy, sometimes overblown by local media, but other times, like in this tournament, they seem to be genuine threats. What a difference a change of coach can make, or at least that's what the expectation is for some. With Thomas Tuchel taking over, England have an absolutely perfect record in competitive matches. You can only raise questions over some of their friendly results. But there's a certain chaos that comes with friendly matches, right? So, how legit is this England side, and are they worthy of being considered a top two contender at this summer's World Cup? Hello everyone, welcome to Contenders England, some more pre-tournament World Cup coverage here from Rabona TV, where we have friend of the channel and top football YouTuber Matisse Armani back again to speak to me about England as contenders, just as we did, I think, 4 years ago. Excited for this? Let's get into it. For a long time, there were plenty of England supporters that didn't back Southgate. They felt as though he perhaps didn't have the resume needed to take on such a big job. There are those who came around with Southgate in the end, appreciating his record of making the final four in a World Cup and making two European Championship finals in a row. No wins there, but they were so close. And again, others used those two finals losses against him, saying that he was the only thing holding a supremely talented English squad back. That argument often dominated discourse surrounding the English national team, and given this is football, this is sport, of course there were arguments about whether a Champions League winning manager, a German one at that, was fit to take over the England job. His campaign to qualify was fantastic. England didn't concede a single goal and they won every single match. England were well prepared and a well-oiled machine, but still.
A lot of people maybe are bored of Tuchel as well. Maybe Southgate was for me boring at times as well, but Tuchel is also not cut from too different a cloth in terms of the fact that he's not going to take loads of risk. He's not going to play loads and loads of creative players. But in my opinion, it's almost what England needs. And I'll probably be, it's quite an unpopular opinion for a lot of England fans who want to see more expansive football, want to see more entertaining football because of the fact that we have a lot of talented technical players. But for me, I feel like we do need a bit of a tactician. We do need someone that in the big games has been there before, in the big finals, in the semi-finals against the big nations, where I still believe England will be the underdogs in a lot of those or some of those massive matches. I don't think England are as heavily favourites as they have been in previous tournaments.
Now that's interesting, as when you look at the odds, England are right up there with Spain. In fact, with the injuries that Spain are carrying, such as Lamine Yamal and Fermin Lopez, our Betsy projections actually have England at 20.2% at the time of recording, and Spain sitting in second at 15.5%. So it's a refreshing take in a way, something different from Matisse, and his reasons for thinking so aren't crazy in the slightest, as he points to the form of some of their attacking players, bar Harry Kane, of course, who is a game changer as the best striker in the world in this moment. But others coming into this tournament, I mean, Phil Foden had a tough season, same could be said of Saka, Palmer, Madueke, Eze at times, whether down to injuries or just a loss of form.
Just personally, I think a lot of the players in creative positions are out of form with their clubs. I think the league is quite taxing physically, and then obviously the temperatures that we could be seeing at the World Cup potentially, it just doesn't, in my opinion, gear up towards England's prime position, best position to win. The Euros certainly was that at Wembley in the final. I don't really feel like this tournament is that. So the brand of football that Tuchel's playing, the more rigid, more pragmatic, I think it actually suits the situation that we're going into.
Tuchel obviously made a name for himself in England when he won the Champions League with the Chelsea side that he had taken over in January. Not the most talented side in that competition, but set up perfectly by Tuchel, round by round, until they defeat the somewhat heavy favourites, Man City. This tactical nous, this preparation for matches, is what fills England supporters with confidence, even if their attacking talent isn't at their best.
I trust Tuchel from that perspective when it comes to crunch, when it comes to the final moments, when it comes to the finer details tactically. I trust him more. And that's just purely because of what I've seen him do at the club level. I've seen this guy in finals, come up with a master plan, come up with a big performance, bring the best out of players. Again, it doesn't have to be to the people's liking in terms of visually. It could be pragmatic, it could be bland in some respects.
So maybe not favorite in the eyes of some England supporters, but still a confidence that Tuchel can help this team to navigate against those difficult opponents. If Tuchel does move away from a pragmatic style, you could see him utilizing a more aggressive and direct approach, focusing on utilizing England's greatest asset. Their attacking talent, high-intensity pressing, and quick transitions would see these English players thrive so long as they balance the midfield correctly. While England may have a form problem in some respects when you're talking about the attack, they seem to have a bit of a personnel problem elsewhere. 8 years on from Russia 2018 and the tournaments that followed, when England finished fourth in Russia and you had Stones, Maguire, and Walker as the strong defensive unit of this team, Pickford as the backstop behind them, England didn't have many worries on the defensive end, especially in the later tournaments when you put a then-in-form Calvin Phillips and Declan Rice in front of them. Now, though, when you look across the pitch, there's one area that is hurting for truly convincing in-form names.
I think it's the centre-backs. I think the attack, we have so many options. I would like to hope that one of the combinations are going to work. I didn't even mention Rodgers and Eze and Rashford and Kane. It's just, it is an incredible array of options. Whereas the defence, the centre-backs, that does worry me, especially in a back four. It worries me John Stones is nowhere near the level that we've seen over recent years because he's been, you know, carrying an injury. Obviously, same with Joe Gomez, has had injury issues. Colwell's been out the entire season. Braithwaite has struggled with injuries for Everton. Lewis Dunk is over the hill, doesn't really play at Brighton. Konza, you know, but there's players there, but they're not of the highest level.
England have some great options in the fullback positions. There shouldn't be many issues there, as you have, you know, Reece James, Nicole O'Reilly, maybe a Livramento. I mean, there are plenty of players who can do a great job in those wide positions for Thomas Tuchel. In fact, one of those players, Matisse, actually backs to have a big, big tournament and be one of the more talked about names in England's squad. Now, with a team like England, with all of these contenders really, a player can't really announce themselves as if they are in the squad. It's because they are one of the best from one of the best nations in the world. So they are very well known already, but still, they can elevate their name to heights that they hadn't reached before. And who does Matisse back to do that this summer?
I think O'Reilly is going to be a big hit and a big favorite for Tuchel as well on that left back spot. I just look at O'Reilly's performances this season for Man City, and it's not just the fact that he's had a breakout season, but it's the fact that he's turned up in massive games against Arsenal, against whether it be Liverpool. You know, he has delivered when it matters most. And I remember back to that Bellingham overhead kick. Moments like that don't get forgotten. And I can see O'Reilly having a big moment like that where he scores the winner, or he ghosts in at the back post with a header in the semi-final or quarter-final against a big nation. You know, how complete his game seems to be this season. He's obviously got the physical presence and the aerial dominance and prowess there, which is great. I feel like there's certainly players in this squad that have had long seasons that may be coming into this World Cup not in the peak prime condition and maybe won't have the tournaments that we expect of them to have with their name and their brand. And, you know, but with O'Reilly, I feel like at that age, you know, he's not burnt out. He's not been playing consecutively year in, year out. He's fresh. He's excited. I feel like he can make that position his own.
And then you have the midfield, another incredibly strong area of the pitch for England. Not Bellingham's best season, but he will be there, as will Declan Rice. Who else, though? Jordan Henderson, for his experience. He's not likely to start ahead of a Elliot Anderson, who has emerged as an unbelievable talent this season in the Premier League, and likely the starter in the sixth position. There are great options and a lot of questions.
I just think the fact that we don't know who's gonna play in these positions, I just find that exciting. I find that intriguing. And if we don't know, the opposition certainly don't know. So, and he, you know, if he tinkers a little bit in the group stages and he gives everybody a game and gives people opportunity to kind of make it their tournament as well, put their hat in the ring for the latter rounds, and yeah, I want to see it.
Now, what England fans in general would love to see, it coming home. You cannot speak about England at a major tournament these days without speaking of the it's coming home of it all. Something that started back in Euro 96, but has made a resurgence in recent tournaments, and quite a strong one, right?
Sometimes it's misinterpreted about England's fans' confidence. I think a lot of the time it is bravado, tongue-in-cheek, a little bit sarcastic when we say it's coming home. That's just the humor.
Okay, totally fair. But there are certainly many that are pointing to England as being a favorite. I myself am more of a believer in this England under Tuchel than I have been in previous versions that I wasn't buying stocks in, so to speak. They certainly have the pieces to be a great tournament team. Vast, vast talent and options in the attack, an extremely solid midfield, and where they lack some personnel in defense, perhaps, they make up for it in the organization and tactics from Thomas Tuchel. However, this time, Matisse says there is less fanfare about this England team, even though it may seem stronger to outsiders. One thing used against them is the fact that they always do well in qualifying, outclassing opposition that they, well, outclass when it comes to sheer talent available to them. But when they come up against a genuine power, such as Senegal, they crumbled to a 3-1 defeat. They lost 1-0 to Brazil, and they drew Belgium 2-2. Not a great sign, even if it is just friendly matches. So why haven't I heard it's coming home yet?
I think we have been burnt a few times. We have lost a few finals now. I feel like that's natural that we don't come into this tournament go into America where I think it will favor potentially the South American teams, you know, from a humidity weather standpoint. They're used to playing in some of these temperatures more often than some of our guys. I don't think we should be, you know, out and out favorites. I don't think we should be joint favorites. I think anywhere between third, fourth, fifth in that pool of teams. But I think France, everybody's going to be looking at them. Portugal, people will be looking at them as well. Spain, and that's before we even get to the South American side.
Now, Tuchel has been signed on until 2028, already extending his contract when people perhaps didn't expect him to do so early, before even competing in a major tournament with England. But clearly, England have their eye on Euro 2028, which they are co-hosting, and will look to use that home field advantage once again, as they did in Euro 2020 so well. But just because they're looking ahead doesn't mean you should rule them out in the here and now. England absolutely have a squad that is capable of getting a result against any team at this tournament and have to be considered contenders. What do you think, though? Is this finally the time that England get it over the line, 6 years on from when they last won at a major tournament? Or do you think they will fall short once again? Thank you to Matisse for joining me. Always a pleasure speaking with him. And thank you for watching. We have a lot more World Cup content coming for you before the tournament even begins. So be sure to subscribe to the channel. I'm Adrian, and I'll see you in another video soon. Later, guys.